You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Reds baseball today on this Friday, October 20th, with Mark Sheldon, our Reds reporter for MLB.com. Mark, we thank you for joining us as always. And what we're doing this week is taking a look at just how much the Reds rotation changed coming out of the spring, heading into opening day, and what that rotation looked like by game 162. And this Reds team, they needed depth because they used a whole bunch of guys on the mound to get through the 162. So kind of take us through that journey and show us just to what degree this Reds rotation transformed between April and October 1st.
Yes, their troubles really did start right from the get-go, even before spring training started, when they found out Homer Bailey had bone chips in his elbow and would have to need his third elbow procedure done in 3 years. And that just seemed to set off a domino effect that really did linger all the way through the year, because after that happened, Anthony DeSclafani, who was another veteran that was coming off a really nice year 2 years earlier, and then he had some injury problems in 2016. He sprained his ulnar collateral ligament, in his elbow, and wound up not pitching the entire year. And then 3 starts into his season, Brandon Finnegan hurt an area near his shoulder called the teres major muscle, and ultimately one thing led to another. He came back for part of one start, re-injured at the same injury, and then was out for the year after he fell on his right shoulder during a non-baseball incident on a boat. So right there, the 3 guys they were really counting on to be their workhorses were gone. And then it was up to a lot of young guys, some of them who were ready for the big leagues, some of them who were not, that were kind of pulled in to try to pull their weight. And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't.
Absolutely. And as you noted in an email to us, the Reds used 16 different starting pitchers this season. That had to be, if not the major league high, pretty darn close. And like you said, when the top 3 guys that you're relying on all go down with injuries, a lot of guys who may or may not be ready for the show have to step in there and eat those innings. Mark, one guy that did step in there, a guy acquired via trade when the Reds sent Dan Straley, who had a solid 2016. They sent him to the Marlins, and as part of the package they got in return, a guy named Luis Castillo. And this is a good illustration in my eyes of why you can't always rely on one-loss records to assess a pitcher. Of course, we have so many advanced metrics these days that, you know, that's becoming an antiquated stat. But nonetheless, Castillo, he went 3-7, but that does not nearly begin to tell the story with him. In 15 starts, a 3.12 ERA, a terrific strikeout rate, 98 Ks in just over 89 innings, and quite simply, a lot to look forward to for Castillo in 2018 and beyond.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. He showed he was an ace in the making. They really got a lot out of him. What was really impressive, besides the fact that he could throw 98 to 100 miles an hour, was that he has a full mix of stuff and command of it. He, went into the year with really 2 pitches, a fastball and a changeup, a 14 fastball and a changeup. He added the slider while he was in Double-A and really kind of perfected that during then. His time up there, and was he posting stellar numbers. And then when he got called up in June, right from Double-A to the major leagues, and he had a nice little start, he kind of felt like he could have used a 4th pitch, and they added a 2-seam fastball, which he broke out in July against the Yankees with great success. So here's a guy who was 24 years old, got command of 4 different pitches. He's got a lot of poise on the mound. He's got a great tempo. He's not one of those guys that picks and picks and picks the plate or works slowly. His defense stays involved, and it's just somebody that if he stays healthy, can be the kind of guy that you can build a rotation around down the road. It just seems like it's all there for him, and if he can do what he did at the end of last season, he's definitely going to be someone to watch in 2018. They've already basically told him he's in the rotation. He's not going to have to compete for a spot. All he has to do is get ready, stay healthy, and they'll turn him loose.
Obviously, the Reds thought enough of this guy to ask for him back from Miami in that Dan Straley trade. But even though that they were high on him at that point, did they know, or did they, hope that he was going to be this good, or was this kind of a pleasant surprise that, he was as good as he was?
I think they knew he would be this good. I don't know if they knew he would be this good this soon. They had a lot of young pitchers that they had in camp, and his name was not in the forefront, mostly because of his lack of experience. He was pitching in A-ball, essentially, the year before, and you know, between Amir Garrett, Cody Reed, Robert Stevenson, et cetera, Sal Romano, all these different young guys they had, they were all competing for spots in the rotation, really the last two spots of the rotation all spring. And Castillo was brought into some games and immediately looked impressive while he pitched, but he wasn't really given the full look that he could be a starter coming out of camp. And then when they really went down the list of guys that they lost either for injury or ineffective starts, I mean, this was a rotation that could barely pitch five innings for the longest time most of the season. They were last in the majors in innings pitched, and they just needed somebody that could pitch. And so they finally gave him a try, and he worked with pretty, you know, very successfully. And he found himself a home very quickly, and now he's the guy. I don't think they would have expected that going into the year, but they're really glad they found him.
Yeah, and in a very difficult year for the Reds by and large, especially in terms of pitching, to have that ray of sunshine in Castillo was certainly a welcome development for sure. Another guy that you just referenced, Mark, another young guy, Sal Romano, his rookie season in 2017, a 4.45 ERA. He made 16 starts. I think it's safe to say his stuff is not as dynamic and electrifying as that of Castillo, but nonetheless, you know, he gets it done differently than Castillo, but the results were there, and I think a lot to build on for him too.
Absolutely. Well, made Romano interesting is his first outing in April. They brought him in and were obviously expecting high things from him, and then you could just tell he was overwhelmed by the moment. He was like a young guy, like it could happen, and he came in and he was blowing 98-99 miles an hour right out of the gate, and he got tired after three innings, and it was time to go. And he went back to the minor leagues, and to his credit, he worked on his craft. He got things done, and then he came back in July when he returned, and he put up mostly strong starts. In his last eight starts of the year, he had a 3.17 ERA. He had a lot of quality starts. He showed he could work deep in games. He had one start of at least that went eight innings. And he could throw different pitches. I mean, they're still working on him to get more of a mix of a variety of pitches. They really want him to use his changeup. That was a hit and miss kind of thing for him this year. But one thing that Brian Price had said was, there was a fork in the road for him where he could either be viewed as a big league reliever since he already has the kind of velocity and the stuff that can make him a successful reliever or closer right now, but he could have also be a major league starter if he has, multiple pitches, a three pitch mix at the minimum. And Romano, he wants to be a big league starter, and he showed that he has the pitches that can do it. So right now they view him as a guy that's likely in the rotation for next year. I don't think it's guaranteed, but they definitely having him on the inside track for one of the spots.
Yeah, to have Romano and Castillo emerge for, two of the top spots in that rotation could certainly bode well for the Reds in 2018. And, Mark, as we come down the home stretch, I want to get your take on Robert Stevenson. And Stevenson's interesting because in 2016, he made eight appearances, all starts. Now, this past year, 25 appearances, 11 starts. So my question is, I have to have you fill me in on this. Obviously, he was a starter in 2016. Was he then shifted to the bullpen to begin this year and then put back in the rotation? How did that go with him?
Yeah, that's exactly right. He did not have the greatest of spring trainings. The big issue with Stevenson was he was having command troubles, and there was a lot of walks, and they had some needs in their bullpen, and him and Cody Reed were rotation candidates that became bullpen guys, and he did struggle. As a reliever, there was times when he was not able to get it done, and they sent him down to AAA to get restretched out as a starter. And he was able to really, I guess I would say out of all the young pitchers that we saw in 2017 for the Reds, he may have made the biggest growth or the biggest strides from where he started and where he ended up. He was able to kind of cut down the walks. He was able to get a little bit more pitch efficient. He was able to mix his stuff a little bit better. I mean, down the stretch, he also had a few quality starts. There was a stretch where, he basically, after he came off, he had a little short DL stint, but over his last eight starts, he had a 2.62 ERA over eight starts and one relief appearance. So he showed that he can pitch in the major leagues too. He showed that he can handle himself. The thing that's always going to be with him is cutting down walks, not making mistakes, or not compounding mistakes. If he like hits a batter or makes an error, and then letting that inning get away from him, that's something that he has to watch out for. But he definitely was a guy where there was a lot of question marks whether maybe he wasn't going to make it maybe after spring training because it just didn't seem like he could control a game. And now there's definitely high hopes for him, and he's a former first-round pick. He's always been well thought of as far as where he could go in the organization since he got drafted. So maybe he has a chance to make the rotation too.
Yeah, and it's worth noting the ages of these guys. Stevenson, 24. Romano, 23. Castillo is 24. So youth is on their side. The promise is there, and hopefully we start to see some things develop in 2018 and beyond for those three guys. And we'll see how the rest of that rotation shakes out. Hopefully the Reds don't need 16 pitchers again next year as they did this year. Mark Sheldon, great stuff as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Cincinnati Reds.